This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Lamed Zayin. And we're holding at the very bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. And firstly, today's share has been sponsored by a close friend of the Daf, as a Schos Yeshua Is for Adina Leia Bas Aviva Mina Besiata de Shemaya. Should only hear good news, Besurais Toivais Yeshua Is Bekarav Mamish. Schos Atayra should be the ultimate, the Schos. We pick it up in the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, the first wide line. We begin by quoting the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, which taught us, Amar Rav Yasi, taught Rav Yasi, Ketan, how could it be that Allah is a schara, beparasei shel chaverai? How could it be that it comes out that the borrower is doing, not the borrower, excuse me, that the renter is doing business with the cow of his friend, as the renter is potter from Ainsim, but the borrower is chayiv from Ainsim. So therefore it comes out that the renter tells the owner it died and he gets off scot-free. The borrower has to pay the fact that it died. So now the renter ends up gaining and the owner loses. Says Rav Yosi at the end of the Mishnah, how is this possible? Ketzad, how could it be that one does business with his friend's cow? Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Yosi. That's the Halach. Amli Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Amr Lo Mishmei Shmuel. How can you tell me Halacha like Rav Yosi? But you taught us Mishmei de Shmuel. The Cholak Haya Rav Yosi. Af Barishayna. You taught us, as we turn over to Lamed Zayin Amr Aleph, you taught us that Rav Yosi argues even Barishayna, even in the first case. Halacha k'maisei and halacha k'maisei. In that case, do we as well paskin like Rav Yosi or not? As a reminder, as what that case is, the top Rashi fills in the blanks. B'shileim l'ratz li'shava. In the first case, when one wants to pay and doesn't want to swear, keitza zeh noisel torkisa k'feilu shal zeh l'yachzar k'evel abaylim. And then what happens? It happens is the shomer paid because he don't want to swear. Then when they found the ganav, the kefal goes to the shomer. So in a similar vein, the shomer is at some level doing business with his friend's item. So in that case, do we as well paskin like Rav Yosi that one should not be able to do business with his friend's cow? Amar lei, Rav Yehuda responds, Cholakai Rav Yosi af barishayna, v'halacha kamaisa af barishayna. It's Renami, Araya, four lines down, Lamazayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Elazar, Chalik Rav Yosi, Aper Yishayna, Valachikir, Maisei Aper Yishayna. Rav Yochanan Amar, no, Maideh Rav Yosi, Aper Yishayna. In the first case, Rav Yosi is Maideh. What's Rav Yosi Maideh? Rav Yosi is Maideh that there is not a problem in the first case. Why is there not a problem? Why is the first case not considered doing business with your friend's item? Shekvar Shileim. Because Lamaisi paid Shilein in Loi Shekvar Shilein, meaning the Shemer paid. Because the Shemer paid, therefore, he literally made a kinyan on the item, so he's going to get the KFL. Says the Gemara Shilein in Loi Shilein Loi. It's only if he actually paid, but we learned back at Dafla Medal and Vamar Avchiba Rabba and Yechanan Loi Shilein Shilein Mamish. Doesn't mean he actually paid, rather what? Alekivet Shamer Irani Mishalim Avishalai Shilein. Says the Gemara, "Madayi Rav Yisrael Yishen Shekvar Amar," because he already said Hareini Mishalim. So Machleik as whether Rav Yisrael argues in the first case and whether the Halach will be like him or not. And we continue with the Mishnah about 15 down, lines down. Lamazayin Amar Alf Amar Lishnayim. There's a Ganif. And he tells two people, Gazalti lechel mikem, one of any days in mikem. I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. Oi, aviv she'elcha mikem, hifkid li mana. The father of one of you, Reuven and Shimon, one of yours fathers, was mafkid by me, gave a deposit to me, $100. Any day, ezehu noisin, ezehu. I don't remember. So you have a person admitting that he has to pay, but he doesn't know to whom he has to pay. What's the halacha says, the mission, noisin lezeh mana. He has to give each one a mana, meaning he ends up paying an extra mana. Why? Because he admits on his own. Case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, two people deposit by one person. Zemon of Zemosayim, Zemer Mane Shalimosayim, Zemer Shalimosayim. Two people gave a Bikadain to one person. So Reuven and Shimon show up and they each say, we gave you a Bikadain. Really, one gave 200 and one gave 100. But they're each claiming that their Bikadain, that their deposit was 200. What's the halacha? Nice lezemana, ulezemana. He pays each one a mana. And of course, this is reminiscent back of the first Mishnah on the entire Masechta. The first Mishnah saying that when we have a dispute, but we have part of it, which is avadai, that part has to be paid. And what about the remainder? Vashar. And the last 100, yemunach ad she'yav Eliyahu, we have to wait for Eliyahu to come. Amar Rav Yosi, and on this case, Rav Yosi says, Imkein, ma'ev seder amai, he that is lying is not losing. Meaning, they both showed up, and they both are claiming that they deposited 200. One of them is clearly lying. What's happening? Nothing. They're both getting the same thing. So why would the guy that gave 100 not just claim 200? Maybe the other guy won't say anything. He's not losing anything. Ma'ev seder amai, the Ramai is not losing. Ella says, Rav Yosi, rather, what's the halacha? Hakol yemunach ad she'yav Eliyahu. The entire 300 is put away until Eliyahu comes. And we continue with the third case in the Mishnah. V'chein shnei keilim. Two people, each one deposited a keili, a utensil by someone else. And here, echad yafa emana v'echad yafa elev zos. One's worth 100, one's worth 1,000. Zelmer Yafa Shalim, Zelmer Yafa Shalim, and each one claims the $1,000 one. Nice in a sakotan lechon mehem. You give the smaller one to one of them. Umitoy chagodol, and from the larger one, nice in demei katan lesheni. You take and you give the value of the katan 100 to the second guy. Vashar, and the remaining value, the remaining 900 of the larger one, Yemuna Chachiav Eliyahu. And again, Amr Rav Yisakin Ma'ev Selarame, Elko Yemuna Chachiav Eliyahu. So three cases. The first case, we have a dispute as to, I don't remember who I paid, who I stole from, or who I took the Pekadon from. In that case, halacha is, you have to pay to both. And then the next two cases are cases in which two people are claiming the larger Pekadon. And we have a machlokes. Tanakama says each get 100, and the third 100 is put away. Whereas the third case teaches the similar thing, and Rav Yosi disagrees and says everything is put away. Why? Because ma'hivsid a rami. Says the Gemara, Alma, what do we see? From case number one in the Mishnah, when someone tells two people, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. Misveika mafkinan mimoina. We say it's a suffix. I don't remember who I stole from. I don't remember whom I took the pikadon from. And what's the halacha that we learn from the first case of the Mishnah? That misveika, we take our money in Bezdin. V'loy amrinan, and we do not say, oki mamoina b'cheskes mare. We do not say that the money stays and we wait until Eliyahu comes. We could have thought that in case number one, when I tell two people I stole for both of you, I don't know which one. So we say, okay, great. Maybe so the money should be yehemunach. The money should wait until Eliyahu comes. We don't say that. But rather we say I have to pay both of them. But what's the kshayla of Remini? The stira is Remini. Shaim shev gidu eitzelecha mehem. Two people give up begotten by one of them. Zeman of Zemosayim. What happened to the next case? One guy gave 100, one gave you 200. Zel, he married this one. Said Shalimosayim, Zeman Shalimosayim. What was case number two? That halacha. Nice to Zeman of Hashem and Achad Yav Eliyahu. So what do we see? We see that we do say Emunach. So asks the Gemara, we have a seemingly stira between case one and two and three. Amar Lei responds. This was, who asked the Shaila? This was just a Gemara talking. It just was a Reminis, Omer Le, there's a response. Pikodoi na gezel karamis. What is your shaila? What's the comparison? Gezel in the first case to Avodah Surah. Katsua Rabbanan. It's a kenas. You stole. You don't remember who you stole from. The Rabbanim come along and say, so you got to pay both. Pikodoin. Loi Avodah Surah. Loi Katsua Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, okay, but now let's ask, Varami Bikadin Abikadain, Varami Gazel Abikazel, Bikadin Abikadain, what's the stira in Bikadin Nikatani Reisha? The beginning of the Mishnah taught, I have a shalcha megam of Kedetz, Liman of any days, and who knows, Sin Lazemana Zemana, Varimin Ushaim Shevkidu. Oh my Rava, so we have a stira within Bikadin as well. Amar Rava says, Rava Reisha, in the first case, the case of becoming to the parents, to the fathers, Nasa Kimishav Kidulo Mishnei Krichos. We consider the first case in which he received a deposit from one person, but we consider it like they gave it to him in two bundles at two times. Dahavale Lamedak, you should have known. You're saying you don't remember which one it was. That's your problem. You should have known it because you messed up. You have to pay both of them. Whereas in the end of the Mishnah, two people gave two different amounts to two different people. Nasa, we consider it kimishav kidulah b'kracha, and they deposit at one time. Deloy havalele medak, that there's no reason that you should have necessarily known. It's normal to forget, we'll say, and not be clear which one gave which. Kigoin, for example, says the Mishnah, they both gave it at the same time. You were in particular. Reuven and Shimon came up, and they one threw down a 200 begotten, one threw down a 100 begotten, and you yourself were in particular. So you want me, the Shimer, to be particular? So that's the reason why in the second case of the Mishnah, we allow the din to be that you give each one 100. The third 100, you say, Yemunach. But says the Gemara, in the first case, over there, you should have known whom the father gave the begotten to, and therefore you have to pay both of them. Continues the Gemara in the third wide line. V'rami gazel ha-gazel astira in cases of gazela. Ketani ha-cha. The first case of Mishnah was what? Amr l'shem gazel t'lechan mikeman avini yodin mikham avishal chumikem mivkili man avini yodeya. Ezeho noisin lezem on lezem on avirimin hi. And on this we have a contradiction. We have a stira to a Mishnah, we learned to Baba Kama and Kedusha and Yavams, excuse me. One person stole from five people. Each one claims, I was the one that was stolen from. Says the Gemara over there, you know you do. Alma So I asked the Gemara, I don't understand what's going on. Over there, you don't have to pay all of them. You just drop the money and run. Yet in our Mishnah, we saw not that way. Says the Gemara, what's your kasha? We might demand this the Achar of Tarfini. Why are you assuming that our Mishnah is Rav Tarfin? Rabbi Akiva over there, Baba Kama argued, and Rabbi Akiva holds you have to pay everyone. So maybe our Mishnah's like Rabbi Akiva, Tekatani Allah, because we learned over there in Baba Kama and Yevamis, Da'i Moide Rav Tarfin, Mom the Shem, Gdad Zachem, Kama, Man of any days, Michem, Shirat Lazemana Zemana. Because in that case, Rav Tarfin is masking, said the Gemara and Yevamis. So what do we see? We see, says the Gemara, that Rav Tarfin himself agrees with our case. And yet in the case of the five people, he says, you just put it down and leave it. Explains the Gemara, Haslam de Katavale. Over there in Yavamas and Baba Kama, they are being Tevea from the Ganof. Our Mishnah is a higher level. He's coming, the Ganof is coming, say, I want to make good. I messed up. I want to pay back. He's coming to fulfill his higher level. Therefore, that's where constantly pays everyone. The letter of the law, though, he just drops it around like we saw in Yivamis. Tekanami arayah from our Mishnah. Ketani shadim diatzmai shma mi no. Says the Gemara, let's delve a little bit deeper into the case over there. What was the case again? One person stole from five people. He doesn't remember which one. And we said he just puts it down. We just explained it over there. The five people are being Tevea from the Ganav. Says the Gemara, what exactly is he responding? Rav Yudah Amar, Halah Shaisek. Rav Nasta Amar, Halah Tzavach. Rav, we have a machlekes whether the Ganov is quiet. Five people come over and say, you stole from us. So is the Ganov quiet in response to their claims? Or is he screaming? Man, damar, tablan, lam, zayinu, mebez, alot, savach, the Ganov is screaming. Avul, shtik, if you would have been quiet, kaida, would have been considered admitting. Man, damar, lo, shtika, tach, alav, kaida, hu. Why? Because Matzi Amrle, hide the shtikl, chad v'chadda, meaning, no, I was quiet because I said, Doma, hi, who? Each one, I said, maybe it's him, I don't really know. That's why I was quiet, but it's not that I was being mite, and that's the reason why the din over there is he's allowed to just put it down and leave it between the five people. Amar Mar, and we delve a drop deeper. What was the din over there? Menil Gzele, Bename, Mistalik, says the Gemara. V'shakli l'kulu v'azli. Does this mean that they all go and they divide it? Aye, what's the kasha? Six lines down. Rav Rav Abar Zav Dam Rav. Kol savik inuach l'chatzchil lo yital v'im natal l'yachzir. Anytime you find an object and you're not sure was it put there on purpose or not, you shouldn't pick it up. And if you pick it up, you don't return it. So what do we see? We see that anytime that we're not sure who owns it, no one's allowed to take it. So why does Rav Tarfon allow the Ganav to leave the item there and let them divide it? We should say, we don't know who owns it. So the Ganav should have to hold on to it until we figure it out. Amar Rav Safra V'yaniach. What does it mean? It means he should put it to them. And Rashi speaks out, what does it mean? In Beis Din. What does it mean? You put it down and you let Beis Din. Hadik Tani Mistalik. Let's look at Rashi for a moment. La delishkli inu v'lez. It doesn't mean you put it on the floor and let them take it and figure it out. V'lo she'et sena miyada elate munechas biyada yeshizbar adavar. V'ay mistali stila gadinu v'inech gizela b'fneim b'bez din. There it is. V'yaymar barur shalmihu v'yitel mistali min adin v'gzela yenech biyada ad she'yaba elio. Bez din himself is they who figure it out. Says the Gemara, okay, so we brought down this Mishnah Yivamis. We mentioned this was Shitas Rav Tarfon, and we said Rav Akiva disagrees. Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva disagrees, and Rav Akiva seemingly says that you would have to pay everyone. Does Rav Akiva really hold this? Loizu haderech metziasim midei aveira. This is not the way to stop someone from doing an Aveira. The guy has to pay back, so therefore he has to pay everyone, says Rav Akiva. And what does the math end up? So it comes out according to Rav Akiva. It's a suffix. We don't know who he stole from. But me suffix, we're saying you have to pay back. We do not leave the money in the chazakah of the owner. And rather, he has to pay everyone. Now here's the stira, 12 lines down. The first line is Mare. A house falls on someone and his mother, Yarshia ben Oimrim. The Yarshim of the son say, Ha'im Meisari Shaina. The mother died first, and thereby the mother's son inherited the mother, which also inherited the husband. And now us, the Yarshia Ben, get everything. The Yarshia Aimrim, no, a Ben Mace Rishain. And therefore, the mother never lost her inheritance, and therefore the kids got it. Elu ve'elu Maidim Sheachloiku. everyone, they all agree that in such a scenario, that they divide the properties. And here's Rabbi Akiva. The property stays in their chazaka, and we do not split it up. Says the Gemara, Rav Akiva just said, Maman Amotel Basafik. Rav Akiva just said that we do not say Ukemani Bechazkas Mare. We do not leave it in the possession of the owner. And here we see Rav Akiva says, you do. Amar Le responds, Rav Akiva, Hasam Shema Vishema. Over there, no one really knows. The inheritors of the mother, the inheritors of the kid, no one really knows when, who died first. Whereas by us, Gazlecha Mechamisha is a Bari Vishema. It's a Bari Vishema. Each person is saying, you stole from me. The Ganav says he doesn't know, and therefore the Bari wins. That's who he's supposed to pay everyone. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'amastisa da'acha amar l'shalem gizaltidacha mekemana d'shem v'shemu. It's also Shem Vishema. No one knows. The Ganav doesn't know. The other people don't know. And yeah, what did our Mishnah say? We don't know Zemana Zemana. Even though it's a Shema. Says the Gemara, okay, but Maida Rekiva he. How do you know our Mishnah is Rav Akiva? Diktani Allah, that he Maida Rav Tarfin, by Mishnah, exalted Echam Vikem, Manav, any Ezim Vikem. Uleman Maida, and who it was Rav Tarfin Maida? We said Rav Tarfin is Maida in our case. Seemingly, who is he Maida to? The Rav Akiva Bar Plukte. We'd see that he's Maida to Rav Akiva. So it sounds like our Mishnah is Rav Akiva, and our Mishnah is a Shema Vishema. And yeah, what is the din? The din is that you're paying to both of them. Says Mar, 1 second, we might Shem Vishema. How do you know our Mishnah is that no one knows what happened to? Chadad, look at Tani Taivim, I say. Number one, the Mishnah didn't say that they're claiming from the Ganav. Void, Hotan Ravachiyah, Zermino Zerv, Zermino Yodeya. That's the reason why we're assuming it's Shem Vishema. Answers the Gemara, Kimna Natlah, Biba Allah, Tzizidei Shemaim. You already explained this, that the reason the din of our Mishnah is different, you can't ask in Rav Akiva for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is different because he's coming to fulfill his Chiyavidei Shemaim. Meaning, it's true. Rav Akiva would normally, all this is not the din, only because he's coming on his own, and he's being Maida, and he wants, and that's the reason why he pays everyone. And we wrap up for the day. Amar Lei, Ravina the Ravashi, Walna Shaila, Ravina asked Ravashi, Ami Amar Rava. We said in Amar Aleph that Rava differentiated Kol B'Shtei Chrichos Avla LeMeidak. Anytime two people give something to a Shaimer, two different bundles, then the Shaimer has to be precise. Amar Rava, V'Teimer Rababa, Hakol Ma'idim Mishem Shevkidei Itzel Raya Sheminiach Raya B'Neim Mistalik. That the Raya, the shepherd, did not have to be precise. We said in Amar Aleph that Rav is of the opinion that if it's B'Shtei Krichais, if the deposit happened at two different times, then he had to be precise. Answers Gemara, Amar Le, Hasam Shevkidu Ba'edre Shel Raya Shleimi Daitai. Over there, it's not that he gave it in two different bundles. He stuffed it into the flock of the Raya, and therefore there was no way that he could have known, and that is the reason why the did is different in that case. And the truth is, we're not going to end over here. We're going to take it a few more lines as we have a Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph. We concluded our Mishnah. This will really be a full package over here as we started the Mishnah today. The Mishnah concluded the final case was two Kalim. Cheshne Kalim Echad Yavamanav Echad Yalf Elif Zos. What do we say? Tanikama said, this guy gets 100, this gets 100 from the 1,000, and last night 100 is Yemunach. And Rav Yasi again said, Ma Hifsid Haramai. Says the Gemara, the classical Kasha, why do we need case 2 and 3? It's the same case. Usricha. Diash minan hakamais. If you only said the first case, I would have thought, but Yikam Rabbanim Yishandalekab Seidah. Oh. Avlah, Dikab Seidah, the Gadol over here, the Gadol's losing out because the large Kaili has to be broken so that we can give a part of it to the other person. So there is a law. So therefore, I would think maybe what? Ema Moidele the Rav Yasi. V'yidmar Ba'av, we only said the second case, I would have thought, Ba'akam Rav Yasi. In this case, Rav Yasi is my hifzid Rami, because someone's actually losing. Avul Bahach, but the previous case, Ema Moidele the Rabbanon. Sricha, that's what we need, both cases. And we conclude, says Imar, 1 second. How can you tell me this is the reason why we need both cases? V'ha, but we learned that time of the Rav Yehoisi. Mishom, Hefzid HaRamayu. It's so that the Ramay loses. And the Tav Rashi speaks out, V'kiv on the time of Ahachi Mali Kli Mali Mois. If the whole reason of Rav Yossi that we say a munach on the whole thing is because we don't want the Ramai, we don't want the one that slides through. Who cares if it's a Kli? Who cares if it's money? Hey, what would the Havamina be to say that by money is Maida more than a Kli? Answers the Gemara, L'tarvayu l'rabbanon itzrich l'chidishes l'fi l'rabbanon v'loi zu av zu katani. And you're right. The second case on level is obvious. So Loizu, not only do we say the din in case two, but even in case three, the Rabbanim would hold. The Rabbanim would hold that even though the Gadol is losing, still we say that each one gets 100 and the last 900 is Yemunach. Pick it up from the Mishnah of Siyata Dishmaya.